Russia is poised to change its nuclear doctrine. Their deputy foreign minister has told state media that an update is in, quote, an advanced stage. Our co-host A. Martinez talked with Sergei Rodchenko about this. He teaches Cold War history at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
The Russian nuclear doctrine as it stands today was approved in 2020. This is before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It spells out circumstances under which Russia might consider using nuclear weapons, and that includes threats to its territorial sovereignty. But then, of course, things changed. Russia invaded Ukraine. The West came to Ukraine's aid and has been providing weapons. And in recent, well, really since the beginning of the war, Russia has complained about this loudly and accused the West of effectively using Ukraine as a proxy to attack Russia. So when Sergei Rybkov, the deputy foreign minister, spoke about changes to the nuclear doctrine, this is what he probably referred to, making some kind of an amendment that would account for what Russia sees as Western involvement in the conflict.
Would Vladimir Putin really consult a doctrine if he wanted to use nuclear weapons? It seems that would be hard for me to believe.
So if it comes to ever using nuclear weapons, and Putin has repeatedly said it would be extremely unlikely, then I doubt very strongly that he would actually pull a document off the shelf and say, okay, where can I use the nuclear weapons? It's not a situation like that, right? He will use them when he feels that he needs to use them, basically. I don't think that a piece of paper actually explains anything in this regard. And of course, here in the West, we have to be mindful of not just Russia's intentions, but first and foremost of Russia's capabilities. And that is why the Biden administration, for example, and its approach to Ukraine war has been fairly careful, testing Russia's red lines very, very carefully to make sure that we do not have inadvertent escalation to the nuclear level, which is something that nobody wants.
So in some ways, is this more of a symbolic move, just a way to signal to the rest of the world that, hey, we're lowering the threshold to use nuclear weapons if we want to?
I think this is what it is. It is part of what you would call perhaps a psychological operation on the part of the Russians. And it's not a new thing. The Russians, using various channels, have been threatening potential use of nuclear weapons. But of course, Ukrainians have been pushing back against this Russian narrative, saying, well, look, we've repeatedly crossed Russia's so-called red lines, and Russia has not retaliated. That means that the Russians are bluffing. Now, in the end, we don't know whether the Russians are bluffing. They may well be bluffing. They are probably bluffing, and they will be bluffing until they no longer bluff. So once again, we have to take Russia's nuclear threats seriously, but also not be too panicky about it, because I think what really determines the state of nuclear relationship between Russia and the West is mutual assured destruction. It's not Russia's nuclear doctrine. It's not what Russia writes in any piece of paper. It's the reality that Russia is effectively deterred by American nuclear weapons.
That's Sergei Rodchenko with Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Professor, thank you.
Thank you for having me.